It was the 1980s in New York. The subways were covered in graffiti. Car radios were like homing devices for crooks. Bankers crowded the bar at Harry's on Hanover downtown. Student activists marched the streets. Back then, Bill de Blasio was new to the city. But to him, it was the same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was. Same as it ever was.
De Blasio and his college roommate loved Once in a Lifetime by the Talking Heads.
Same as it ever was.
Joe Loda and his friends were more likely to listen to the Allman Brothers on their turntables.
Lord, I was born a rambling man, trying to make a living and doing the best I can.
Kenneth Sherrill studies political science at Hunter College. He says the two mayoral candidates are archetypes of their generation.
Exactly what you would expect from a Republican and a Democrat. And for people who want to say there's no difference between the two parties, these guys are living testimony to the fact that there is difference between the two parties.
In 1980, Loda was fresh out of Harvard Business School and launching a career as an investment banker at Payne Webber, where he worked on municipal securities.
From 1980 to 1985, 86, low and moderate income housing throughout the Northeast. And then I became involved in the financing of infrastructure projects for state and local governments all throughout the United States.
His friends say he was the kind of guy who worked around the clock and packed an extra duffel full of newspapers to read on plane trips. His boss from the time, Lee Barba, says Loda just wanted to understand how things worked and then make them better.
I don't think of him at all as an ideologue. I think of him as can-do. He knows if you plug this wire into that socket, what's going to happen.
De Blasio, on the other hand, was in school. He started his freshman year at NYU in 1979 and quickly became an activist on a slew of issues. Can you list out for me like all the movements you were involved in the 80s?
Sure. Anti-nuclear power, nuclear disarmament, some of the student rights issues around NYU, obviously the issues of Central America and ending U.S. intervention in Central America. So, yeah, I had a busy decade.
De Blasio's roommate, Tom Curtihy, remembers the lyrics from their favorite songs, like Bob Marley's Redemption Song, which they copied down and hung on their dorm room wall.
Free yourselves of mental slavery was a line that we loved. You know, like, imagine a better world.
Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Whoa.
Both de Blasio and Loda say their experiences in the 1980s shaped their political views. But the 80s have become more than the backdrop of the candidates' early careers. It's the backdrop of this campaign season. On primary night, I spoke with software marketer Scott Ostro at Loda's victory party.
I have a concern that the city may fall back to where it had been when I first moved to the city in 1984.
Ostro talked about joblessness, crime, and trash, a grittier New York that has emerged as a specter over the race. It was an image Joe Loda himself seemed to be invoking that night when he warned against what he called class warfare.
It's a feeble retreat to the old playbook. It's this kind of thinking that brought our city to the brink of bankruptcy and rampant civic decay.
Loda told me the other day what he meant is that we should be focused on the future.
You talked about going back to the bad old days under de Blasio. Why would his policies lead us there?
You won't find a quote from me ever saying that. Mostly, you know, editorialists have been writing that. But
okay.
What I'm talking about is always the future of the city of New York. Seriously, you won't find these words that you just said I said ever.
As for de Blasio, he says he has mixed feelings about 80s New York.
I remember the subways with the graffiti on them and no air conditioning. I remember the squeegee men. I remember, you know, a lot more homeless folks on the street. A lot of the bad things. I also remember there was a very strong sense of community and certainly, you know, the exclusivity that we've kind of become used to in recent years that was unheard of back then.
He says there may be a sense that addressing inequality will lead to some kind of backslide, but he thinks it's just the opposite.
I actually argue that if you allow the current inequalities to deepen, that's what's going to create instability. That's what's going to create problems for the future of the city.
Loda took away a different lesson from the 1980s.
How did it shape my life? It actually taught me how important it is to be fiscally disciplined. One of the things I became an expert in is in municipal finance, understanding the budgets.
Two candidates, different ideas, one job, same as it ever was. For WNYC, I'm Jessica Gould.
So I know that you liked the Allman Brothers in the 80s. What was your favorite song?
There's a song called, Believe It or Not, Jessica.